Smurafim behen. How could you use this money to buy an oila, to buy the davois? I, part of the money was for carbon chattis. So chattis can be brought for an oila. So my answer is Amr Rabbi Yechanan halachi benazir. Rabbi Yechanan's terrace was, this is halach l'mashe misinai. Like Taisa says, that when you have money that was set aside for the karbonos of a nazir, and then for some reason you don't use it, that with this money you do with it, you use it for an adava. So it's halach l'mashe misinai. Even though that there's a demei chattis there, still the halach is that this leftover money now should be used for karbon oila. Resh Lakish shama, no, it's a pasuk. Reshlaka Shama, the pasuk says, L'chol nidrehem, L'chol nidvoisam. It says, any type of a neder or a nedava, so we dashen from this, that HaTorah Amr, the Torah says, Moisar neder yehele nedava. Any money you have left over, that you first set aside this money, for a neder means for kabonis, and now you have the money left over, the lachri is supposed to use it for a nedava. So that's this pasuk here, if you have leftover money, like in our Mishnah, this Isha, that at the beginning she was a Nazir, and she set aside the money for a Karbonis. And then the husband was made for the Neder, so the Maisa, she doesn't have to bring the Karbonis, but since she had this money set aside for the Karbonis, that's this posit, the leftover money, is brought for an Adava. So Gemara says, Bishleim al-Rabbi Yechanan diyam ha-halachi hi b'nazir. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it says it's not a posit, but halachu ma-shem Sinai, like it's a Chiddush. Therefore we understand why the Mishnah makes a difference that stumin in mufurashim loy. The Mishnah only says that if the lady set aside a sum of money for her kabonis, but she did not say how much for each carbon, that's called stumin. Stam, she didn't explain. She just set aside this money for her kabonis, then the Mishnah says this money is used for the kayat hamizbeach for nedavos. But the Mishnah says if she was mufurish, if she said clearly, she wants this much money for the chattis, this much money for the oila, this much money for the shlomim, then the Mishnah said, with the money she has to buy the kabonis and bring them. Or the chattis is meisa, is yelach, the dom goes to Yam HaMelech. But the oila and the shlomim is brought. So the Mishnah makes a difference whether she explained the money for what purpose, or whether it's tam. So if you learn, like Rabbi Yechon, that's halach l'mashe misinai, it's good. That lahach is tumim min mufurashim loy, like that's all part of the halach l'mashe misinai. That only if the money was stam, she only set it aside for her kabonis, but when she explains for how much, for which carbon, then you don't have the halach l'mashe misinai. But the question is, elul Resh Lakish, that Resh Lakish says, l'chol nidreim, l'chol nidvoisam, that he dashes the posik, that any type of leftover money you have from your neder or nedava, so my iristumim, why does the Mishnah only say, if her money is left over, stam, that means she only set aside a sum of money, but she did not explain how much money for which korban. Then we say this money is brought for nedavos, afilu mufuroshim. The question is, even if she first set aside and said clearly, this much money for the chattis, this much money for the erlo, this for the shlomim, still later when the husband is made for her nether, that lemaisa she's not a nazir anymore, so really she doesn't have a chiyuv to bring the kabonis, this money now should be called maisar of a nether, leftover money from a nether, because a nazir is through a nether. So even if she explains for what purpose the money goes, still the halacha should have been that we give the money l'nedava. How come our Mishnah says that if she explained for what purpose she wants to use the money, then the money is used for that purpose? So according to Resh Lakish, it's a kasha. Why? If you dash in the pasuk l'chol nidreim, there should be no difference. Anytime the money is left over from a neder, it should be used for a nedava. So this the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says like this, Mifuroshin le'motis amrit. That if the money was explained, she explained for exactly what purpose she wants it to be used and how much, that you can't say the leftover money is brought for nedavos, but rather it's brought for what purpose it was set aside for. Why? Why? Because Kfar Posko, Tana the Rebbe Shmuel. We already learned that Tana the Rebbe Shmuel says like this. The Posik says in Devarim, Rak Kodeshecha Asheyiya Lecha Unedorecha. That's this Posik, the Kodeshecha that should be from you, from your Nedorim. So Idashin, this Posik is teaching us Bevlode Kodeshim Uvetumurosom Hakosim Medaber. That the Apostle is teaching us a Chiddush, that if you have a Kodeshim, a Korban, and it gives birth, like you have a Korban Shlomin, that comes from a female, and it gives birth, Or else if you have a tumura, a korban oila, a korban shlamim, that you take another korban and you say, zeh tacha zeh, you make it a tumura of the first korban, so halacha is the vlad and the tumura has a certain halacha. My taknosan, what does the pasuk say, what are you supposed to do with it? So, utisa uvasel amokon asher yivchur Hashem. You're supposed to take either the korban or the money you had set aside. Here means the money, the korban, unfortunately, means, it means this vlad, the child of your korban shlomin. Or else the tumura, you're supposed to take them and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Tisa uvasel amokon asher yivchur Hashem. Now, Yochalai would have thought to say that yalem lebeis habchira. You should true bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash, but you know what you should do there? The yimna mayhem mayim. To hold back from them, they shouldn't drink. Or mozen, they shouldn't eat any food. Vishvil shiyamaisu. Like maybe they're supposed to die there. In other words, maybe a vlad or a tumura does not have a loch of hakrova to be brought for korban, but rather maybe the pasuk only means to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and let it die there. Maybe that's all. Maybe the same way there's a loch of the vlad of a chatis or tzmuras chatis to yozel lemisa. Like there we know there's a special loch l'mashem esinai that the vlad or a tzmur of a korban chatis goes lemisa. So maybe who adin the same aloha should be by the tzmura or the vlad of any korban. The pasuk only says you should bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. But maybe when you bring it there you're supposed to let it die. On this we say no. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk continues and says, "V'yosisa oilosecha habosu v'yadam," that you're supposed to bring your korban oila, the basu and the dam. Lomar comes to teach us that kederach shata noyig be'oila noyig b'tmurasa. The same halacha as you have of a korban oila, that we bring the korban oila. The same thing if you have a tumura of a korban oila, that after you have your korban oila here, you take another animal and you say zeh tacha zeh. This should be instead of that, that the halacha is called a tumura, and kedusha is chal upon the second animal, and the wadin is supposed to be brought, b'teras a korban oila. And the same thing that kederach sha'atanoyig b'shlamim, the same way a shlamim that could be from a female, that it can have a child, is noyig b'vladayim. The same thing you noyig the vlad of other korbanis. Any korban that could come from a female, that can have kids, that's the halacha. That korban, the vlad, should also be brought. Now, Yochel, if so, that's what the pasuk here is telling us. The Asisa Lasecha, that the Vlad or the Tumura of the Karbonis are also brought for regular Karbin. So maybe if so, Yochel, Vlad, Chattis, or Tumura Hashem came, maybe the same halacha should apply if you have a Karbin Chattis that was came from a female that gave birth. Then maybe that child is also brought for Karbin Chattis. Or maybe if you have a Karbin Hashem and you made a Tumura on it, maybe the tumur of a korban ashim also could be brought for a korban, like the tumur of a korban shlamim or korban oila. On this we say no, Talmud loyim rak. That's why the pasuk starts off, rak kodeshecha, rak is a miyat. That only the korbanus of a korban oila and shlamim, and not the korbanus of a chatis. Because if I care the korban of a chatis, that's halach l'mashim sinai, that's l'misozla. But the Gemara later is going to ask the question, what do we need a pasuk for miyat for? Pshita. That's what that's halach l'moshe misinai, that vlad chatis is mesa. So what do we have to have a pasuk here for? That's more we'll ask later. But I call upon that's what we dasher from this word rak, that rak is excluding not all korbanos have this halacha that its kid or the tumur is brought, but rather by a chatis or by an oshem, the vlad chatis in the tumur oshem is l'misozla. That's what Rabbi Shmuel dashes. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, "Ain't a tzarech. No, I don't need this drasha for a tumuras oshem. Hare yoyme oshem hu v'yaviyasa yehei." It says by a korban oshem, oshem yehei, mashma the korban oshem always stays that way. And Rabbi says, "Tadein emevi le oshem el oshem atzmai." That I know there's no din tumura by a korban oshem. I don't need your pasuk. Rabbi Akiva says. But it says by the pasuk of an oshem itself, it says oshem hu. So oshem hu is mashme v'yosin yehei, mashme the korban oshem itself stays to be a korban oshem. And nothing else takes its place, like a tumura of a korban oshem is not brought. That's the way we're answering now, that the Vlad Kochim and the Tumuras Kochim is brought. So Mela, and there's a Vlad of a Shlomim, is brought for Shlomim. So therefore, it's a svar to say now that if you set aside the money for a special purpose, for the Karbonis, where it's Mufroshim, then the Pasuk says, it's brought for its own carbon. So therefore, we don't dash an apostle to hold Nidrahim to say that the Maisa, the leftover money, goes for an Adava only where the money is Stumin. But where the money is Mufroshis, like explained, for what purpose you set aside the money, then that money is in Svara the same way like the Vlad of the Korban. Just like the Vlad of the Korban is brought, the Vlad of the Shlomim is brought for Shlomim, that's a Svara that if you had the money set aside to be brought for a Korban Shlomim, that with that money you should bring a Shlomim, and not just bring it for a Nedava for the Kayetam Mizbeach. So that's how, even according to Rosh Lakish, that Yadash and the Apostle Lechol Nidrayim, but still there's a Svara that if you have the money set aside for a Korban Shlomim, the money should be brought for a Korban Shlomim. Morris says, now explains now, Ketani, like Omamar, we learned before, it says, Yochel, I would have thought, that Yalam Lebeisab Chirav Yimna Mihem Mayim, Umoza Mishvil Shiyamaisu, that the Apostle says that a Vlad of a Kochim, or the Tamur of a Kalot Kochim, the Apostle says, Tisa Vosa Lamokim, you're supposed to bring it to the base of Mikdash, I would have thought it just means bring it and let it die there, but not really to bring it for a carbon. Talmud Loima, that the Pasuk says no. The Pasuk says, V'yosisa oilosecha, that you're supposed to bring carbon, you're supposed to bring it for carbon. In other words, the Vlad and the Tzmur of the carbon is brought as an actual carbon. For the Gemara, like, Amai, like what was the Havamina? Like what was the Havamina that you should have to kill the Vlad or the Tzmur of a carbon shlomim? What's the Havamina? Amai. Ha Vlad chatis hu de gemirim ba misa. That we know there's a special halach of Moshe Mitzrayim that a Vlad of a Chatis, or else the Tumur of a Chatis, that's Mesa. So it's only the halach of a Chatis is the Vlad or the Tumur of Mesa. But Pshita by other Kabonis, the Vlad and the Tumur is brought. So what's the Havamina? I would have thought here when the Pasuk says, Tiso, Bosa, bring this carbon up, I would have thought it means bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and let it die there. Why should I think that way? What's the argument to say that the Vlad or the Tumur of a Shlomim should be Mesa? Why? It's Halacha only by a Chatis. So it's Mashma L'chura only by a Chatis and not by other Kabbonis. So Mara says no, that Elad Kro without the special Pasuk that says V'yosisa L'secha, that you should bring the carbon, if not for the extra Pasuk. Elad Kro, I would have thought Vlad Chatis b'chol makom. True. A Vlad Chatis, no matter where you are, the halacha is supposed to die. In other words, if you have a Chatis that gave birth, even if it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, no matter where it gave birth, I would have thought you have a right to let it die there. That's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim.